I could have killed her right there without much effort. I found the idea attractive. But right now, Seervarden was my first priority. I turned back to the barkeeper. Slouching negligently, she said, as though there'd been no interruption, "What kind of a place you think this is?" "The kind of place," I said, still safely in linguistic territory, that needed no gender marking, "that will rent me a sledge and sell me a hypothermia kit." "How much?" 200 shen. At least twice the going rate, I was sure. "For the sledge. Out back. You'll have to get it yourself. Another 100 for the kit." "Complete?" I said. "Not used?" She pulled one out from under the bench, and the seal looked undamaged. "Your buddy out there had a tab." Maybe a lie, maybe not. Either way, the number would be pure fiction. "How much?" The woman was one of their elite mages, easily identified by the coloured waistcoat she wore. A red waistcoat, marking her as a second assistant librarian. The maker of the fog had seen her, black-haired and pale-skinned, surely no older than 20, a mere fingernail sliver of an age. She had heard the young woman's name called out in desperate battle. Liriel. The other complications were better known, and possibly more troubled, though evidence was conflicting. A young man, hardly more than a boy, curly-haired from his father, black-eyebrowed from his mother, and tall from both. His name was Semeth, the royal son of King Touchstone and the Abusan Sabriel.
"You know, it is a wonder to me how I survived this many years."
"We too wonder almost daily," Sanjay said.
The old woman pushed herself fully upright, catching sight of herself in the rearview mirror. Her hair had flattened on one side of her head, and her collar had left a deep red indent in her pale skin. Jennifer glanced behind her.
"You all right, Gran?"
Her jeans had ridden a little down her hip, revealing a small tattoo.
"Fine, dear."
Had Jennifer told her she'd got a tattoo? She smoothed her hair, unable to remember.
"I'm terribly sorry. I must have nodded off."